Hello, sir. Miss me yet? I certainly hope so, seeing as turnabout is fair play. You have been on my mind, which really shouldn't be surprising, but it kind of is. It's usually an out-of-sight, out-of-mind kind of thing, but neither here nor there. I miss you, as surprising as that sounds. I miss you so much. The bed doesn't smell like you anymore, but that's mostly my fault. Other scents can't really linger when I'm grinding myself against your pillow every night, imagining that it's your face, sir. Always feels so good. And you... you tried to make me behave, locking up the toys and taking the key with you. I picked the lock, of course. You should know me better than that by now, but... I also noticed that the fleshlight is missing from the toy box. Naughty, naughty, sir. But now I have toys in every room of the house, so no matter what I'm doing, I can always feel good. Watching TV, Hitachi. Working in the kitchen, Bullet Vibe. Lounging in the bedroom, Dildo. I have to say, though, my absolute favorite is the dildo I put in the shower. I love the acoustics in our bathroom. I love the way it sounds. The slapping and the squishing and my moans and how they all echo as I fuck myself stupid on a rubber toy. I miss you. Remember the night you left? I do. God, you were like an animal. It was beautiful. The way you grabbed my hair when you got home and practically dragged me to the bedroom, throwing me on the bed and tearing my clothes off of me. You're replacing those, by the way. I hope you know that. God. I loved the feel of your hand around my throat. You always know what that does to me, but that's why you do it. The thundering of your hand against my ass. Fuck, I've still got bruises. I think of you every time I sit down. And then when you drag me off the bed to my knees, grab the sides of my head, and just started fucking my face. Fuck, sir. You know what that does to me. And then you'd slap me every time I tried to touch myself. Well, what can I say? You know how to control me. When you're here. Oh. And then you put me back on the bed, dragged me onto all fours, and just started fucking me so hard. I could barely hold myself up. I had to brace against the headboard. And that night, with you brutally pounding into me, ravaging my pussy, and reaching around to squeeze my breasts until they bruised. That night was the first night I squirted all over your cock. Oh, fuck, that felt good, sir. It felt so goddamn good. Nothing has even come close to that sensation these past days. Not even the toys. Not even multiple toys used at once. Kinda pisses me off, because I'd love to feel that good by myself. But, seeing as I can't, I have been thinking. I've been wearing some of the things you've bought me out and about. It's gotten me a lot of appreciative glances. I mean, the cashier at the grocery shop, he absolutely loved that little blue number you got me. You know, frilly skirt, short sleeves, lace trim. Oh God, the way he was drooling. He's not that bad to look at either. Made me wonder if he could be as big as you. I doubt it. I doubt any of the guys that looked at me, or whistled, or called me pretty, could ever fill me and fuck me like you do. Still, a girl can wonder, can't she? You have me addicted to your cock, sir. So you don't have to worry about me wandering. I know better, even though the thought of it, and discussing it like this with you. The spanking that's waiting for me when you get home. I can't wait. Oh, by the way, as we talk of getting fucked and filled, I found my present. I must commend you. I can't say I've ever seen a pair of panties like that. Still, very nice, sir. Very, very nice. You're so pretty and soft, all lacy and silky. And the way the two plugs fill my pussy and ass. Oh, sir, you have commendable taste. I love going out and going to work and going out with friends wearing them. And just the constant feeling of being filled and fucked. But not by you. They're not nearly big enough to be you. But they are keeping me just open enough for you, so that when you get home, we don't have to deal with all that annoying prep work, so I can actually take you. You can just take these panties off and slide right in. Whichever hole you want, both are open and ready for you to use, sir. In fact, I'm wearing them right now, and just sitting here, and rocking back and forth. Oh, fuck, sir. It feels so good. So, I think I'm going to leave this message here, go find your pillow, and grind on it until I come again. And again, and again, thinking of all the wonderful and awesome ways that you're going to punish me when you get home. If you can catch me, anyway. Hurry home, sir. I'll be waiting.